Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and I join you this morning, as I do every Sunday morning, along with Farmer Hughes, from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. I'm flying solo today, but nonetheless, I have a nice show planned. We're going to be hearing from Niall Horan, Mary Black. We're also, Derek Warfield is going to be working for us, playing for us, Maria Doyle Kennedy, hopefully Michael McGoldrick, if we get that far, and Enya as well, a lot of Enya fans out there. So, first we're going to start off with Niall Horan with Heartbreak Weather.
as I leave behind Medi. It's like purple splashed on green. My soul is strangely fed through the winding hills ahead. She plays a melody on wind and streams for me. Won't you remember? Won't you remember? Won't you remember me? And we wind and climb and fall like the greatest waltz of all. Float across the floor, her sweet breath outside.
Mary Black there from her 25th anniversary album, As I Leave Behind Nadine. We had Mary Black at the Irish Club 30 years ago at the beginning of her career, and I gave her a cup of tea. That's what she asked for. But before that, we heard from Peter Purvis, who I did not give a cup of tea to, with his song, The Steam Train to Malik, and his album, A New Tradition. And first in today's show, Niall Horan with Heartbreak Weather. And the album is and it has the same title. If you're planning on going to dance lessons this evening, don't go. We're postponing them until next week when they will resume at their normal time for adults at 8:30, which are held at the Elks Club on Union Street in Pittsfield. If you want more information regarding that, please give me a call, Kevin Cahill, at 413-770-7512. That's Kevin Cahill, 413-770-7512. And now we're going to hear from Mary O'Hara.
Said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kindness.
guts. Somebody like me took you back to my place. Bambi with the ice skates. I can hardly talk. Caught me in your high beams. Yeah, you took me by the blind side. Back in hindsight, there were signs, but I guess I didn't see. Stevie Wonder on the high five. For once in my life, hate to see you go, but I love to watch it. I love to watch you. Never got the time quite right. I felt like you fella stole my life. Pride laying on my cards down twice, but I bitched out. Let a couple years go by then. Like Moses with the staff, the two of you split. Thought feelings wouldn't last. Go figure, Cupid. Few Guinness, loose lips, room spinning. Ice fix that booty too roomy. Might have to move in. Acting foolish, puppy dog grin. She's my Snow White, Cinderella shooting. Fairy tale type, want that happy ending. Can't lose the girl twice, hands like a vice grip. Type to make you wanna go to war. I wanna be the only one that you adore. Not a man on the planet would they want you. If I'm honest, I just never saw you knocking on my door. We were on the way home, thought I heard you say something. But you could fall for somebody like me. Took you back to my place, Bambi with the ice skates. I could hardly talk, caught me in your high beams. Yeah, you took me by the blind side. Back in hindsight, there were signs, but I guess I didn't see. Stevie Wonder on the high five. For once in my life, hate to see you go, but I love to watch it. I love to watch it. Spent the whole week in my bed sheets. I've never been awake for a wet dream. You should have made a tape if you get me. Cause ever since it happened, I've been living in the memory. I've been living in the past. I should have known that I could never make it last. Soon as it happened, had to flee to other lands. Took a plane out of state. It's a cruel twist of fate. Watch you slip through my hands. It's a slap in the face. Held your face in my palms. Oh, it's that the fade when I think of you now. Maybe one day I'll pick your face out the crowd. Often I dream of you, honestly I lost count. But my mind's always told me be persistent. But I don't know if you're the type to go the distance. I took my chance, somehow I still missed it. But do you think about me when you're with them? I was on the way home, thought I heard you say something wrong. But you could fall for somebody like me. Took you back to my place, Bambi with the ice skates. I could hardly talk, caught me in your high beams. Yeah, you took me by the blind side. Back in hindsight, there were signs, but I guess I didn't see. Stevie Wonder on the high five. For once in my life, hate to see you go, but I love to watch you. I love to watch you leave.
That was Kojak, very popular in Ireland. I'm not sure what the song was about, but nonetheless, the name of the album is Phantom of the Afters, and the name of the tune was Bambi. And before that, we heard from Alan Kelly with his album Out of the Blue, and the name of the tune was Gusty's Frolics. And then we heard probably one of the best, if not the best, voice in Ireland of our generation, Mary O'Hara. Her album, CD, 40 Traditional Songs with She Moved Through the Fair. Whenever I play that song, I remind my audience that it's one of my favorite songs. I first heard a Shen Noss version of that at a party in North Dublin, sung by my good friend Porrick Madden, and that's when I first fell in love with the song, really. And now we're going to be hearing Bria Og and Molly Bawn, Johnny, I Hardly Knew Ye.
Oh, come listen to my story, Molly Bawn, for I'm bound for death or glory, Molly Bawn. For I've listed in the army where no more those eyes can harm me. Faith, they kill me though they charm me, Molly Bawn.
Wish you, Brian, you've been drinking, now you're old. I can tell it by your winking, Brian, oh. Go listen if it please you, oh, you villain, do not tease me. Sure you drive a Colleen crazy, Brian, oh.
was yourself that drove me to it, Molly Bond. When you read my death, you'll rue it, Molly Bond. And Grandma Cream is storing your old sweetheart, Brian O'Gean. All for you, his blood is pouring, Molly Bond.
Sure, I did it all to prove you, Brian O'Gean. But I love and I adore you, Brian O'Gean. So keep up your heart and courage, sure I'll buy you out tomorrow, though I die of shame and sorrow, Brian
O'Gean. Oh, I'm strong and hale and hearty, Molly Bond. Sure, I'm one like Bonaparte, Molly Bond. And the devil a list I listed for the sergeant tried but missed it, and your mind now you've confessed it, Molly Bond.
When going the road to sweet a thigh, hurroo, hurroo. When going the road to sweet a thigh, hurroo, hurroo. When going the road to sweet a thigh, a stick in my hand and a tear in my eye, a doleful damsel I heard crying,
Johnny, I hardly knew ya. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, hurroo, hurroo. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, hurroo, hurroo. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, the enemy nearly slew ya. Darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Where are the legs with which you run, hurroo, hurroo? Where are the legs with which you run,
hurroo, hurroo?
Where are the legs with which you run when first you went to follow the gun? Indeed, your dancing days are done,
Johnny, I hardly knew ya. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, hurroo, hurroo. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, hurroo, hurroo. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, the enemy nearly slew ya. Darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Seems like only yesterday I left the Cove of Cork. A wanderer from Erin's Isle, I landed in New York. There wasn't a soul to greet me there, a stranger on the shore. But the Irish love was with me then, and riches came galore. But now I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle. My friends will meet me on the quay and greet me with a smile. There'll be cousins there I've never met, I've been so long away. My mother will introduce them all, and this to me she'll say,
shame, I'm with your uncle Mikey boy, and here's your sister Kate. Sure she's the girl who used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbours and kiss the colleens all. You're as welcome as the flowers of May to dear old Donegal. You're as welcome as the flowers of May to dear old Donegal.
Part, we linked each other's arms in to America we sailed away, a journey with no charm.
Just swimming forever. So listen to the radio.
Listen to the radio.
And all the Thank you. It's very much.
The Coors there. From their The Best of the Coors CD. With their popular tune, Radio. And before that, we heard from Celtic Pride. The song Ramblin' Irishman. And first up on that set, we heard from a CD called 50 Irish Sing-Along Favorites. And I know that you all sang along to Bria, Brian Ogue, Molly Bawn, and Johnny I Hardly Knew Ye. While we're on the subject of dance lessons, I want to congratulate Jennifer Darby from her School of Irish Dance, as well as the Elks Lodge for hosting the FESH two Saturdays ago, 181 kids all day. They were fed, but most importantly, they participated in Irish dancing competitions. They need so many successful Fashana in order to qualify to move up to the world competitions, which are held in Killarney every year. And I want to say out loud that last year, our school placed 12th in the world, which is saying something. So people are paying attention. But nonetheless, we want to offer Jen congratulations on her latest FESH and appreciation to the Elks for keeping everybody fed. Thank you. Thank you.
Father fought in 98 for liberty so dear, and fell upon Old Vinegar Hill like an Irish volunteer.
Then raise the harp of Erin, boys, the flag we all revere. We'll fight them all beneath its fold like Irish volunteers. Then raise the harp of Erin, boys, the flag we all revere. We'll fight them all beneath its fold like Irish volunteers.
When I was driven from me home by an oppressor's hand, I put me sticks and greased me brogues, came over to this land. I found a home and many a friend, and some that I love dear. I'll stick to them like bricks and glues, the Irish volunteer.
Then raise the harp of Erin, boys, the flag we all revere. We'll fight them far beneath its fold like Irish volunteers. Then raise the harp of Erin, boys, the flag we all revere. We'll fight them far beneath its fold like Irish volunteers.
When the traitors of the south commenced their warlike raid, I quickly laid down me heart, to the devil went me spade. And to the recruiting office I went that happened to be near, and joined the good old 69th like an Irish volunteer.
Then fill the ranks and march away, no traitors do we fear. We'll drive them all to blazes, says the Irish volunteer. Then fill the ranks and march away, no traitors do we fear. We'll drive them all to blazes, says the Irish volunteer.
When the Prince of Wales came o'er, he made a hullabaloo. Oh, everybody was turned out in gold and tinsel too. But then the good old 69th, they didn't like lords or peers. They wouldn't give a damn for kings, the Irish volunteers.
We love the land of liberty, its laws we will revere. But the devil take nobility, says the Irish volunteer. We love the land of liberty, its laws we will revere. But the devil take nobility, says the Irish volunteer.
Traitors of the south should ever cross our roads, we'll drive them all to blazes as St. Patrick did at Toads. We'll give them all short nooses that come just below the ears, made strong and good from Irish hemp by Irish volunteers.
Then here's the brave McClellan, whom the army now reveres. He'll lead us on to victory, say the Irish volunteers. Then here's the brave McClellan, whom the army now reveres. He'll lead us on to victory, say the Irish volunteers.
Now fill your glasses up, me boys, at post come drink with me. May Erin's harp and starry flag united ever be. May traitors quake and rebel shake and tremble in their fears, when next they meet the Yankee boys, the Irish volunteers.
God bless the name of Washington, that name this land reveres. Success to Mara Nugent and the Irish volunteers. God bless the name of Washington, that name this land reveres. Success the Mara Nugent and the Irish volunteers.
for every time when you're not able. Delivery, deliver you to me. For every breath of heart unstable. Delivery, deliver you to me. And I will mind you. I will be your blanket, a cushion for your feet, whatever you need. And it's no trouble, no trouble at all. You are no trouble to me.
Maria Doyle Kennedy there. Stars Above, the name of the song. Charm, the name of the CD. And before that, we heard from our good friend Derek Warfield from his album Sons of Erin with the Irish Volunteer, referring to the rebellion of 1798. And before that, we heard from a singer from Brittany. The name of the tune is Carrick, and the name of the band is Plurin de Bond. They're from Brittany, also a Celtic nation. I looked up what today is in Irish history. And on October 27th, the New York, 1904, the New York City subway opened for the first time. Irish contractor John B. MacDonald oversaw its construction after his bid of $35 million was accepted. MacDonald was born in Fermoy, County Cork, in 1844 and left for the United States with his family in 1847. As a young man, he began working in Central Park's Avenue Improvement, and he was made chief inspector in 1872. It was here that he gained the knowledge of tunnel construction that would serve him well when New York City subway was being built. McDonald's bid for the subway saw an influx of immigrants to New York from Italy. And indeed, although the Irish had been involved in construction in America for many decades, Father Michael Henry, the director of the Mission of Our Lady of the Rosary, warned Irishmen, quote, not to immigrate to America because they would have to enter into competition with other nationalities. Other nationalities that are more economic can live on poor fare and consequently can afford to work for less wages than the ordinary Irishman, unquote. Imagine that. McDonald hired thousands of Europeans and Irish people and Italians and Frenchmen to dig the tunnels for the subway. Often there was tension among the different nationalities. Nonetheless, the project was completed in October 1904 when Mayor George McClellan took control of the subway, which traveled 9 miles through 28 stations. Though not the first in America, one had been completed in Boston in 1897, it would eventually become the largest rapid transit system in the world. And now we're going to hear from Michael McGoldrick.
Thank you.
And while you're listening to the unmistakable sound of Enya with her St. Patrick Triad, and after listening to Michael McGoldrick from his album Wired, his instrumental called Famous Last Words, this is Kevin Cahill saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to the show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at 89.7 WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio. Gurum Agashihi Shuhugan.